Prepare to broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. Welcome to The Boomer Planners. This is the show that focuses on your legal, financial, and medical wellness as you plan for the future. Your hosts for The Boomer Planners are attorney Thomas Lee, financial consultant Howard Hafitz, and medical doctor David Abrams. Now, here they are, The Boomer Planners on TalkZone.com.
Hello out there to all you boomers. I am Tom Lee. We have Howard Hafitz, and we have David Abrams on the show with us today. We're going to be talking about a variety of issues that are affecting boomers. That includes all of us, by the way. People that are, say, 45 of age and above. People that are in the sandwich generation, like all of us. We're taking care of our mothers or fathers. We're trying to take care of ourselves, and we're doing our best to take care of our children. And it's been it's a very trying time. Howard, this week has been interesting in terms of the financial markets, but I do want to give everyone just an outline, basically, of what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to touch on an issue that I brought up at the end of the show last week regarding mortgage issues. We have some comments and some suggestions for you. If you're having trouble with your mortgage, you want to be listening. We have some information about from David regarding how to select a primary care physician and how important that's going to be in the future with all the changes that are coming on. We're going to be talking about a couple of actual case scenarios, which we have collectively seen this week. And then we're going to talk a little bit about long-term care and how to pay for it, and about our guest next week, which is going to be a company called Live Home. So, Howard, what do you have to say about the financial markets today?
Well, Tom, again, as the last few weeks, I think our show getting up and running has been as timely as anything could have been. This week has been a continuation of the last few. And what it has really come home to me in the financial advisory world is how important that you need to deal with your personal circumstances right now. The timeliness of taking action could not be more important than it ever was. Things happen so amazingly fast. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the market numbers before we went on air today, and in over a 15-minute period, there were swings within 300-400 points on the Dow Industrial Average. It really makes the point that everything is happening so quickly that you have to make decisions. You cannot sit on the sidelines.
Well, I think that's really important. We're going to talk a little bit about in a later segment about an actual case that Howard and I worked on today this week. And it's important to be on top of what's going on in your 401k and your pension-related qualified funds, because in some cases you really have to be proactive to stop the bleeding in your accounts. We have some folks that we'll be talking about, and they're down thousands and thousands of dollars every month, and that's been going on for the last 4 or 5 months, maybe longer. So there are some things you need to be aware of. You need to look at these issues, and you need to be proactive. Speaking of being proactive, I wanted to talk a little bit further about something we mentioned last week related to problems with mortgages. Homeowners throughout the United States, and certainly here in California, are having really awful problems with their mortgages. You're seeing now, we had one particular situation where the interest rate on a loan that was 18 months old has reset from 4% up to 9%, and the mortgage payments have, in that particular case, have tripled. We're talking about a family that was, in my opinion, sold a bill of goods by a very fast-talking mortgage expert. At least that's what they called themselves. And the next thing you know, between teaser rates and interest rate adjustments and negative amortization of the loan and so forth and so on, you're going to see some really bad problems. But there are solutions. That's the good news. I wanted to have everybody be aware that there are programs out there, one in particular called HOPE Now, H-O-P-E. We've got 1-800-CALL-FHA is another contact area which can help you with a mortgage. David, did you have a question?
Say, Tom, I listen to what, I'm not sure I understand. How could it go from 4 to 9%? I have a adjustable rate mortgage, and you know, I have also my head in the sand, so I don't even know what it's doing. But I wanted, how can it go from 4 to 9%? I mean, the interest rates on mortgages, the interest rates like the prime lending rate, the Federal Reserve rates. I mean, that's really not going up. How could that happen?
Well, we're talking about a particular situation, which was a subprime transaction. Subprime,
okay,
meaning the person who was the borrower in that transaction didn't have a sterling credit, a FICO score, probably in the high fives or low sixes. And so that's the type of adjustment you're seeing. Also, a lot of these loans had what we call teaser rates, where they only paid 1 or 2% a month, interest only for a period of time. And then here comes a train down the tracks, and it's got a 9% rate on it. So these people get slammed.
I think it's important to understand as well that on the other side of the spectrum, if the subprime marketplace is on one end, the other end is the jumbo rate world, where if your mortgage is over, I think currently about $750,000, you're in the jumbo rate mode world. And for jumbos, what you had mentioned earlier, Dave, the LIBOR rate, the 1-year treasuries, all the various different indexes that are used to establish your rate, they are irrelevant in the jumbo world because it's a matter of accessibility to large amounts of dollars, which has become very challenging today. So there are premiums being added to these rates. So if you are in a jumbo situation, you're probably not going to be paying what you normally would in a normal marketplace.
I want to remind everyone, if you have any particular questions that you'd like us to address concerning these subjects, you're welcome to call 888-463-6748, and you can reach us during the show. If you'd like to email us, you can email us, use my name, tlee@theboomerplanners.com. Also, I just want to remind everyone that our show is designed to be in the nature of entertainment and education and information. We are not providing you with information that we recommend to you that you pursue. We do recommend that you talk to your own financial, medical, and legal advisors about any of these issues before you decide on a particular action plan. I want to go back to this Hope Now program. Let me tell you about one transaction that I have seen. What this particular person had was a loan for $550,000 that was put in place about a year and a half ago. The $550,000 loan balance now exceeds the value of the house by about $150,000. The house has fallen to about $400,000 fair market value. So what happens under this program, or what can happen, is as follows. This particular woman who was the borrower was put in touch with the folks at the Hope Now program, and her lender happens to be one of the ones who is participating. That's an important point. The lender participation in this program is voluntary. But she was able to renegotiate her loan pretty much as follows. Her interest rate on her loan was dropped to 3% for 5 years. And listen to this. Her loan balance was reduced to 90% of the fair market value today. So in essence, the lender took a haircut, a reduced balance of about, what, $100,000+. Now, the kicker in the program is that if the lender does that, to compensate the lender for participation in the program and reducing the loan balance, they're going to participate in the upside, in other words, the equity appreciation. So, for instance, if this house today is worth $400,000 in 5 years, if it's worth $500,000, a small percentage of the appreciation on the house is going to be in the lender's page. So all things considered, this particular borrower was very, very happy. Her payments dropped by about 40 to 50% per month, and she's able to save her home. And the good news from the lender's perspective is they didn't have to foreclose on the house and have another I don't know how many houses are sitting out there with foreclosure situations now, but there's a lot of them. It's really a serious problem.
Tom, if I can ask a question, are there maximum limits for this particular program, the Hope for Homeowners?
The Hope program is designed for people that have loan balances which don't exceed about $750,000. But again, if anyone is interested in pursuing or inquiring about these programs, I would strongly recommend they call 1-800-CALL, that's C-A-L-L-F-H-A, and those folks can give you some guidance in terms of what you can do with this program, what it could mean to you. And the really great thing about the Hope Now program is that the services are available free. So you can speak with the Hope Now program. You can talk with their counselors, all at no charge to you. And they will help you design a plan that you can take to the lender. And because most of these, the Hope Now program is backed by a national consortium of lenders, there's a great likelihood that they can help you put your proposal to the lender into the proper form that the lender would be able to accept it without a problem.
I think there are a lot of people across the country that are going to need a lot of help like that, and I think it's important for everyone to understand, once you lose the home, once you're in foreclosure and get and end up out of foreclosure and the house is no longer in your possession, I think your options are obviously limited. So again, as I mentioned earlier, in regard to your money in the marketplace, that you have to take action. It's time to get off the couch. It's time to move and do something before it's too late, and this is another example of that.
Well, as we have talked about in the past, our show, the Boomer Planners, is really designed with one common thread, and that is to really guide you to be proactive and to take the steps necessary to protect yourself. In many cases, the lenders are not going to be outwardly helpful. I've talked to folks who have called their lenders directly without going through any other counseling service, and one lady called the lender. She was not in default yet, and the lender said to call her back in 60 days after she was in default for 60 days. And she was totally frustrated. So I suggested to her that she get in touch with the Hope Now folks, and she is now working with the counselors to design a plan.
I've heard that from many clients, myself, Tom, that the lenders are not interested in you unless you're in that category, I guess what's being referred to as a toxic asset. They realize that then it's a very urgent matter. If you're not, then they have no interest in dealing with you. Well, the reality is those are the people that should be doing something so they don't get to that toxic mode.
Well, I think it's important that you as the borrower review your loan documents, understand where you are, and then call these programs that are available to you free of charge and allow them to walk you through what your options are. I mean, it's not something that's going to cost you anything up front. And again, it's a greater likelihood that you will be helped by these programs, because these folks, the Hope Now and related programs, are all backed by a consortium of lenders. So these people are going to be there for you to help you free of charge. Don't wait until you're in foreclosure. If you have a problem, get in touch with these folks now and start that process immediately. Don't wait. I think that if you do have any questions, please remember that you can call us or email us at tlee@theboomerplanners.com, or you may call us at 888-463-6748. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with our medical expert, David Abrams, about how to pick a primary care physician. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.